Brno. People have lived in the Brno Basin since prehistoric times, and there was a settlement on the site of today's Brno at the time of the Great Moravian Empire. A settlement was established around 1000 on a ford across the Sratka River, now known as Old Brno, which gave the city its name. In the 11th century, Bretislav's castle, the seat of the non-ruling premislead prince, was built there. Czech market villages developed around the castle, both in Old Brno and around the upper market, today's vegetable market. Colonists started to arrive in the 13th century. They consisted of Germans, Flemish, and Walloons, and they settled around the lower square, today's Square of Freedom. A Jewish quarter was also formed in the area of today's lower end of Masarykova Street. Legal support for the development of the city was represented by the large and small privileges that were conferred upon the city by Wenceslaus I, the King of Bohemia, in 1243. The city was then walled, and the city wall included five gates: Mianin, Jews Gate, Old Brno Gate, Mary Gate, and Biehonska. Spielberg Castle was rebuilt in Gothic style in the 13th century. In the 14th century, the city became the seat of the Margraves of Moravia and experienced a period of great prosperity. At that time, there were about 1,000 buildings and 11,000 inhabitants. The city possessed the right to hold annual markets, leading to a growth in international trade. This brought a need for a profound knowledge of legal regulations. Therefore, in 1355, Jan, the town scribe, compiled the Book of Statements of the City Aldermen, which became the legal norm for many other cities. A magistrate and city council of 12 aldermen led the city. In the mid-14th century, Brno became a center for Moravian regional assemblies, which took place alternately in Brno and Olomouc. These bodies of regional authority made decisions on political, legal, and financial questions, and were responsible for the upkeep of regional records. During the Hussite Wars, the city remained faithful to King Sigmund, and the Hussites twice laid siege to the city, in 1428 and 1430, both times in vain. The first diplomatic talks were held in Brno and led to the Treaty of Basle. In 1454, King Ladislav Pohorobek banished all Jews from the city, and they relocated to the area around today's Krzenova Street. During the reign of King Jiří of Podjebradí, Brno took in his enemy Matthias Corvinus, who was acknowledged in Moravia as the King of Bohemia. During both civil wars in the 15th century, the number of buildings and people stagnated and businesses declined. In the mid-16th century, Brno started to incline towards Protestantism, the representatives of which gained a majority in the city council. An attempt was made to reinvigorate Catholicism in the city with new Catholic orders, of which the Jesuits and the Capuchins were to gain a great influence. The number of inhabitants in the pre-White Mountain period remained almost at the same level as it had been 200 years before. In 1619, the city joined the Uprising of the Estates, for which it was punished. In 1643, and especially in 1645, Brno was the only city to successfully hold out against a long Swedish siege, which enabled the Austrian Empire to regroup their armies and repel the Swedes. During the defense of the city, Radois de Souche, the military leader, and Father Martin Streda, the Jesuit rector, played important roles. In recognition of its services, the city was rewarded with new privileges, including a new symbol. During the Thirty Years' War, Brno became the single capital of Moravia, and starting in 1641, the regional Moravian records were kept in Brno. Consequently, after the Thirty Years' War, the city became an impregnable Baroque fortress. The character of Brno was confirmed with the foundation of a bishopric in 1777. The year 1805 was remarkable not only for the small village of Slavkov near Brno, but for the whole of Europe. On December the 2nd, the Allied troops of Alexander I, the Russian Tsar, and Franz I, the Austrian Emperor, clashed with the army of the French Emperor Napoleon I. The all-day battle resulted in the absolute defeat of the Allies and the most famous victory of Napoleon. The loss of the Allied troops was heavy, about 13,000 dead and wounded and 12,000 prisoners of war. The French claimed losses of about 9,000 men. The victory resulted in the breakup of the Third Anti-French Coalition and a free reign for Emperor Napoleon I in the period to come. In the 18th century, the development of industry and trade began to take place, which continued into the next century. In Brno, there was a concentration of textile and engineering industries. The latest technologies were introduced, and in 1839, the first train arrived in Brno. Together with the development of industry came the growth of suburbs, and the city lost its character of a fortress, as well as Spielberg Castle, which had become a notorious prison. Not only criminals, but also political opponents of the Austrian Empire were sent there. The city walls were gradually demolished. They were replaced with buildings and green areas in the Viennese style, forming a new city ring road. In 1850, 32 neighboring villages were added to the city, and thus the population reached 46,000. Gaslighting was introduced to the city in 1847, and a tram system in 1869. Secondary grammar schools, secondary schools, and universities were also built. The German Technology School, established in 1873, Czech Technology School, established in 1899. At the turn of the 19th and 20th centuries, the difference of opinion on nationalism between Czech and German inhabitants was at its climax. The majority of the German representation in the city administration ended in 1919. During the First Republic, Brno was the second city after Prague, both in terms of its population. 1921 was 210,000, 1937 was 300,000, and also in importance, as it stood for the capital city of the Moravian Silesian province. It was at that time that Masaryk University was established, in 1919, and the Brno fairgrounds were opened in 1928 with an exhibition of contemporary culture. The city was not only a center of industry and commerce, but also of education and culture. Out of famous personalities who worked in the city, we can name Leo Janáček, Viktor Kaplan, Jiří Mahen, and Bohuslav Fuchs. The Second World War caused serious damage to Brno. During the Nazi occupation, many Czech citizens were executed at the Konjicové koleje students' residence. As a consequence of this, the German inhabitants were deported from Brno in 1945. The subsequent period of the communist regime brought the city economic and political stagnation, the consequences of which we still find difficult to overcome.